I'm still looking at J.K. Simmons, like, lifting right now.
I know, I gotta close the chat.
I need to close that image. Can you put that up on the screen?
I'm gonna do that real quick. Hold on 1 second.
Lifting on the screen.
This is incredible, guys. You want to see Iron Wolves, where your iron has risen? Boom.
Got a couple of Galahorns right here for you.
That is twin Galahorn wolf pack rounds.
Here's the new guns in the expansion.
This is like
to the wolf pack.
Oh my god!
He will be playing Commissioner Gordon.
Yes.
And holy oh my god, he's
oh my god.
He's a little bit. Thinks playing Bane or something. I need to like spam the Skype chat.
He's so happy.
Maximum wolves per gun. I like that. Okay, filthy kills.
Look at this. He's so happy, like pumping iron. Just
he's
like
a freaking
dude, I'm
monster.
So yoked.
Hello and welcome to the 74th Planet Destiny podcast, sponsored by Blue Microphones and Headphones. A lot going on this week.
We should note that there's no Miss 5,000 Watts this week. Yeah. She's spending some time with family, so we miss her terribly and want her back desperately next week.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we're going to discuss all this awesome stuff, and Watts is going to be really jealous because I know she definitely wanted to talk about all this fun stuff.
Right? It's a so huge much. Week. There's so much to talk about. You
it's
know,
massive. You know what we should we'll start with, though?
What?
Iron Galahorn. Let's do it.
Right? Right?
I mean, we should talk about that first, right?
Okay. Okay.
So it got leaked. It got leaked right off the bat, right? Before the live stream, it got leaked. And it got leaked with this image that said, pre-order the Rise of Iron to get the Iron Galahorn. And everybody thought, wait, you got a pre-order to get a Galahorn in year three? But in reality, that's not the case. You just have to pre-order to get the iron skin for the Galahorn.
Yeah,
the Galahorn will be available through a quest, which I think is really cool. It'll be formed from the armor of Iron Lords who are fallen. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they said you're forging your Galahorn this time. So there's no RNG involved. It's a quest line like, you
it's
know, like No Time
special.
To Explain.
It's not going to be a not- special now. Clearly.
Is it? Yeah,
I don't know,
think?
Man. If you build your own Galahorn, I think that makes it more special.
I feel you on that. There's two sides to look at it. Like, First Curse. Does First Curse feel special to you since you went through all that crap?
I don't know, Tefty. Can we really have you gotten it yet? Can we have a two-sided argument here?
That's why I'm
like,
asking
it
you,
didn't
actually.
Feel special to me, and I could take, you know, the opposite side of said argument. Have you gotten it yet, Tefty?
I'm literally on the first step of imprecation right now. I'm waiting for
that. That's not a fair argument, though. That's not a fair argument. Because the First Curse and the Galahorn are not the same type of weapon, right? The Galahorn was the year one PvE weapon, right? Okay. It was the weapon. It was the one that you had to have if you wanted to get into an LFG group. It was the weapon.
True. All right. Then let's look at No Time to Explain, maybe. Mm-hmm. No, I mean,
there is no year two equivalent.
There's no
sleeper simulant.
Sleeper simulant.
Yeah,
which is supposed to be a year two equivalent of it. Maybe. Like I still like I whatever Galahorn. I'm really happy it's coming back just because there are a lot of players that never got to use it in current content, and so then everyone will be able to use it in current content. It won't have. I don't think it'll have that. You know, oh my god, I got the fucking Galahorn.
You did the quest and you got it, essentially.
You did the quest. Unless the quest is really hard. Like, or just like takes, like, a really, I'm trying to imagine what you'd have
you
to
gotta
do.
You got to rise a lot of iron.
Yeah. You know how much spin metal you have to farm for that?
Oh, right? Shit. The spin metal farming is going to be real
the
for that.
Spin metal
gonna be
real.
You're going to be tired after that,
right?
To be honest.
And you probably have to fucking lug it up the new mountain that you have to climb to get to the new social space.
All that metal
you'd be spinning.
We did see that there's going to be three new areas that we can explore. We're going to see the Plague Lands, which is going to be the new patrol area. Mm-hmm. There's going to be Fellwinter's... Help me out.
Peak.
Which is going to have a social space on top of it, but before you can access the social space, it looks like you actually have to clear the Fallen out of it. And there's going to be the Wall, which is the Cosmodrome Wall, and it looks like it's where the raid is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Game of Thrones. Yeah, pretty awesome.
All right, so the most the thing about this that I see, so we got Fellwinter's Peak. I'm a little sad because year three players aren't going to have the word association that all of us have, where I say Fellwinter's, you say
many expletives. Pick your expletive.
Yeah.
The reason why lie. Briar couldn't remember Peak is because he's so used to saying an explicit after Fellwinter. It's like, oh, Fellwinter's, of course.
Yeah.
Mapped by Fellwinter's again. I think it's very exciting. It's great that we're going to have this social space that we lay claim to. And, you know, you're going to have this identity associated with it of, like, reclaiming it and being like, oh, I remember when there's enemies here and so on and so forth. Also, I think the expansion in general looks huge. Like, visually looks huge. They're going for a very grandiose type of look. Mm-hmm. So that Fellwinter's Peak thing that you go to, which I'm assuming Fellwinter's Peak is going to have the social space, is very exciting looking. To, you know, you climb this mountain. Also, mm-hmm. what
it looked maybe, epic.
Yeah, epic. Maybe epic is the right term. And I wonder if, not to bring the subject up early, but I'm wondering if dropping Last Gen is part of that. They can make these spaces bigger. They can make the content maybe. More flourished or whatever. You know, I don't know if that's... That's all part of this type of expansion that there's less restrictions.
It makes sense, right? They don't have to worry about the memory restrictions. They can load more textures. They can load bigger areas. Like, even if we're out and patrolling the Plague Lands, hopefully those areas are bigger. We don't have to have the loading times in between the areas when you're riding through on your Sparrow. Like, hopefully that's what this is about. But it was surprising because, you know, like the game engine's there. All they got to do is just develop for all four consoles and they could sell it on all four consoles. I wonder, maybe they're seeing that the player base is shrinking so fast that they don't think it's worth the development resources to actually develop for the 360 and the PS3 because they're just not going to sell enough to justify that cost.
We have some actual numbers about last gen. The guy that runs the 100.io had a really good post on the subreddit. And while... the numbers of people on 100.io are not completely representative of everyone that's on last gen and current gen, it's still a good, you can get an idea for the rough overall numbers, and there were only about 15% of the 100.io users were for last gen. So 15%.
Interesting. So two things. One, that's for sure a marker that the Activision would definitely look at and be like, hey, maybe it's time to cut these development costs right there. Also, this expansion might be something like nothing we've ever seen before in Destiny. And it might offer some things that we go, oh my God, they finally did this. They finally did that. Like, look at the type of, maybe this patrol area is going to be the biggest patrol area we've ever seen because it's exclusively on current gen instead of last gen. So part of me thinks that maybe they developed this expansion with the mindset of thinking, what can we do if we didn't have these restraints? And then we're going to get hopefully blown away by it. That's my, you know, fingers crossed. Or it could be a financial thing. But honestly, I really feel like it's a development thing of them wanting to stretch the bounds and take it even further. Listen to what the community wants.
Low column A, low column B, probably.
Exactly. Yeah.
The only thing that I don't like is that there's a bunch of people that just won't be able to play Destiny.
Yeah, that's a bummer. That's a bummer. Yeah.
For whatever reason, financial, you know, they can't upgrade to the current generation of consoles. And yeah.
Well, the good news is, you know, the Xbox One has just got a price drop. It's down to, I think it's $299 now.
It's $299 now.
What's the PlayStation 4 go for now? Is it $349?
Probably. I think $349. Let's go $349? To.
I feel like any time you can look and find a deal anywhere.
For and my guess is we're going to see a new PlayStation 4, like the Neo, in the fall. Yeah, like that's a strong rumor at this point. Theoretically, the base PlayStation would drop in price at that point, right? Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they'd have a price drop. And they'd probably do like $200, honestly.
That'd be nice. That'd be a hell of a discount. And, you know, September's a long way off. We still got time to, you know, maybe mow some lawns, get a side job, you know, make a little extra cash.
Lemonade
stand.
Okay, we discussed last week
the lemonade right, man. Stand. That's right.
It's not entirely viable. It's not an entirely
really a cash cow, track. I feel like.
I feel, yeah. I feel it's like the chips will be raining with that lemonade, man.
If you live in the if you live in the middle of nowhere, don't open up a lemonade stand. It's not gonna, you're not gonna be able to buy a current gen console with it.
Definitely can get an Atari though. Definitely be able to afford an Atari.
Well, I don't know, man. Have you looked at eBay prices?
Collectors.
I think there's
no.
Some of those are relics, and they're like, whoa, $500 or something or more.
What? Yeah. Yeah, I gotta get that from a tag sale. Tag sales
they're
is the
old
place
enough
to buy
now
those.
That they're collector. It's a collector's.
Yeah.
Item. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the price on that's different nowadays. Either way, it's good news, guys. I know it sucks if you are in the last gen.
It's good news for 85% of us.
Yeah, it's good news for the game that we love. So think of it that way. You know, at some point, hopefully in the future, you will be able to upgrade and then experience an even better Destiny. Because that's
right. It's unrealistic to expect them to keep developing this game for consoles that are 11, 12 years old when the current gen is 3 years old or 2.5 years old at this point. So it's just unrealistic. Mm-hmm. I was surprised that they cut it off at this point.
Yeah.
Just because we're still playing, you know, Destiny, not Destiny 2. But you know, the more I think about it, the less I'm surprised about it.
Yeah, when they when we saw the copyright thing, the when they registered the trademarks and stuff, and it was a different type of trademark instead of saying a downloadable content. So that's when I was like, they might actually be officially dropping last gen. And that was a few weeks ago when that leak came out also about that trademark. So here we are.
Here we are. Oh, going and it's going to be $30. $30,
yeah.
Less than the Taken King.
That's a great price point.
Do you think that's because there's less content, or do you think that's because Eververse is helping fund the development? What do you think? Why the price drop from Taken King?
I think a couple reasons, actually. One, so it's not a Taken King size update.
Yeah.
It's big, but it's not Taken King. It doesn't appear to be doing a whole world refresh where, you know, this is the officially year three type of thing, or at least it feels that way. You know, it feels more like a Dark Below, House of Wolves.
Why do you say that? What are we missing from the Taken King? We're getting a new patrol area. We're getting a new raid. We're getting... Well, we're not getting multiple new strikes, but we're getting a new strike in redone strikes.
We're not getting new classes.
Not getting new classes. That's true.
There was like... Was it four strikes that we got with Taken King, including the exclusive?
Was it four?
There's way less strikes. Although, there was like... It was weird how they were like strike, and then in the graphics it said... updated strikes, as
new
well.
And updated strikes,
new and updated strikes. So I'm thinking I'm going to call it
Sepix
now.
Sepix Prime,
dude.
Sepix Prime,
the,
oh, yeah.
with the flood or plague thing,
right?
On it,
the flood.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about the sunglasses? How do you guys feel about the infected? Like they look pretty cool. They look a lot different than the regular Fallen. Like it's a big difference, I think, between. The Taken and how they were just, they kind of had a reskin and they had like the fuzzy stuff. These guys look like new models. Like they look like legit new models with the peg legs and the, you know, more stuff kind of hanging off of them. They look augmented by the technology of the infection.
SIVA.
I think they look great. I'm really looking forward to finding out about the lore of how this happened, the Iron Lords, like what happened there. Where did the SIVA virus come from? Did it come from a war mind? Was it a self-defense mechanism from a war mind? Who knows? It's definitely connected to the war mind somehow. We saw that in the trailer.
So what else we got going?
The raid. We got a glimpse at the raid. Looks like it's going to take place on the wall. We got to see... one of the raid bosses.
There's some stuff in Boney here.
That is a raid boss because there were six people there, right?
There's like a shot of six people jumping off the side of the wall. Like it looks like that we're jumping off the top of the wall where it got cleaved open in the trailer. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna be jumping from one part to another. It's nice to see that there's a raid where it's outside.
Yeah, right.
Not,
totally different.
Not just in some fucking dark hole,
dark pit
somewhere.
Right, because all three of them have been these like real dark experiences. Even though, you know, the last one happened in space, it felt like it happened in a bunch of tunnels, just like the other two.
Yeah,
totally. I'm pretty sure we're going in a dark hole, though, guys. Let's
eventually.
At some point, SIVA. At some point,
SIVA is deeply inserted in the ground somehow.
Yeah, right. At some point, we're always going to have to go into the dark hole. But at least for the time we get to be out in the sunshine.
Coming back to the plague lands and the wall and all that, they said that the Cosmodrome has changed drastically, and that place that we start, the wall has had a hole that's been ripped open into it. How do you think they're going to handle that with people just buying Destiny and starting out, you know, Eyes Up Guardian, there's no hole there in the wall, going through it, then coming back to this DLC, and it is like, is regular Cosmodrome Patrol going to connect with the Plague Lands? And also, I'm assuming that there is another patrol icon on the map that we go to, another area.
So are they connected? They said there's a new place to fly in.
It's probably just going to be a... It's probably just going to be like two separate zones when you select Earth, and then one's Cosmodrome, the other's maybe Plague Lands Cosmodrome, and then you fly into that area. You probably won't be able to get to them through walking in.
They did mention specifically, though, that the Cosmodrome is going to have a big change. It's going to have a big hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's interesting to think about. It'll be fun to see what they do.
They also said the weather's going to change. It's going to be all moody and dark in there. Yes. I don't know if that's specifically story-wise or if it's patrol also. I hope it's patrol.
Me too.
And it does make you wonder, okay, is the Cosmodrome that we know already going to change in and of itself? Like, are they going to introduce something in, say, September 1st where suddenly the SIVA-infected Fallen are going to start getting into the Cosmodrome?
You know, there was the scene at the end of that trailer... where, you know, you saw the guardian wielding that axe, go down and annihilate a bunch of SIVA riddled fallen. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll probably have there will probably be an event like that. Also, that axe guys that's in the trailer, they revealed that it's going to be similar to kind of the Scorch Cannon,
right?
In that it's going to be a relic type thing. There will probably be, you will have to use that in the raid somewhere. We're going to say you're probably going to have to use that in the raid.
Just be like around. Remember the Crotus sword that was just hanging out? Like you killed the knights on patrol?
Yeah, exactly. And the reason they put that in there is they wanted to give people practice using the sword.
To teach them how to use the sword in the Crota raid. Right.
So, you know, we'll probably see the axe in patrol. Which
technically the only relic that we haven't seen in patrol that's been in raid is the Vex relic.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. So what this means, guys, is that finally, hopefully, maybe, we can stop getting our patrols invaded by Taken.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
I'm cool with that.
All I'm here to do is just kill some Vex Minotaurs, get my bounty done, and now there's Taken all over the place.
Right? I need to kill one more Vex Minotaur to get this stupid fusion rifle done to rank up my gunsmith, and then as you pull the trigger, he disappears, so some Taken come in, and...
Suddenly, it's Taken vape all over the place. I'm like, right? Who's vaping on the Cosmodrome, damn it?
I just want to do the quests.
What'd you guys think of the actual trailer, the Lord Saladin face reveal, like kind of the story they're setting up here with, like, you know, the fallen Iron Lords have basically trapped the SIVA virus. They gave their lives to do it. Now the Fallen are in there, you know, using it to their own... for their own purposes, and Lord Saladin's calling us to come fight with him and, you know, lock this thing back up. I thought it was pretty exciting.
It's so awesome that Bungie knows how to make a cinematic, because I watched that cinematic and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so ready for this. It's so exciting. It just makes you feel emotions, you know. And Lord Saladin's such a badass.
Yeah,
the shot of him just
right
with a bunch of wolves. Just ripping out that axe, and
it's
even more on fire than it already is, and then him charging headfirst, you're like, I want to do that. I want to do that.
That's what it's like to be a Lord of Iron.
And it'll be fun to learn more of the history of the Lords of Iron. We've always had these references in the weaponry of the Iron Banner. You know, we know like the periphery of who these people were, but we don't know much about them, really. Even if you read into the Grimoire, there's some stuff there, but it's pretty vague, so it'll be fun to, like, learn more about this stuff.
They specifically said in the stream, we will get to know, we will get to learn more about who the Iron Lords were as well.
Right.
Apparently, Jolder from Jolder's Hammer was a woman, I think. if I remember that right from the stream.
Yeah, Yolder is a woman. Yeah.
Yep. And it's I want to know awesome. who Fellwinter is, and I want to know how that name came about.
He's camping in a corner.
his lie is like, dude, we need you up on the front lines. Like, oh, be there in a second.
No, man, there's someone on my radar. Hold on 1 second.
Fellwinter's lie. Apparently, the voice for Lord Saladin, Meg Magcarp, did some research, and it's the same guy, same voice actor that does Reaper in Overwatch.
That's awesome. Oh, really?
Do they sound similar? Kind of. They both have that voice where it sounds like they've been gargling gravel.
That's great. Another thing that happened, they said in that the VOD that I watched, that you are ultimately becoming a Lord of Iron. Did you guys pick up on that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
What do you think of that?
I like it.
I like how they are they're expanding upon, you know, just this PvP event of, okay, here's this event where, you know, you got to go test yourself for the might and the Iron Banner and whatnot. And it's like, why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we testing ourselves? What are we testing ourselves for? Oh, the flood are coming, or the SIVA thing is coming.
The flood.
Yeah,
I love how everybody's like immediately the flood.
Yeah. Well, when I read the description on Bungie's website,
a plague, because the flood, like, is a plague in Halo.
You came at a story. This is centuries, fallen mutants now scavenge the tombs, and the plague they have unearthed in the wastes is more dangerous than they understand. It's the flood.
Hold on, do you think you're gonna get anything special to your like loadout or your abilities if you become an Iron Lord?
I think maybe that's where you're forging Gallahorn.
Yeah, like, there you go.
It's the end, there you the go. Quest line. To become a Lord of Iron, you have to, you know, reclaim a bunch of armor from fallen guardians, and then you are now Iron Lord. You're an ascendant hive Iron Lord.
All right,
like that idea. I like that a lot.
We are also ascendant hive, and we will be Iron Lords.
That's great.
We're gonna end up being like Daenerys Targaryen here with like a
right, ton, like eight titles,
a
before
ton of titles.
What'd you guys think of the new armor? I thought it looked pretty sick, especially the stuff they showed on the Hunter that almost looks like cat-like.
The cat-eared cloak with
another the feline-esque like piece of armor on his shoulder.
Yeah,
very cool looking.
That
very cool.
That is a cloak. Hopefully they make it so like shaders can change the colors of these class items and stuff. But I really, really like that cloak. That looks like something I might try it on instead of my
give it a shot.
If the Dead Zone Revolution cloak doesn't carry over into Gear 3, then I can put that one on. I'll feel okay. I'll feel okay.
And again, that's debatable whether or not year 3 is actually coming this September, because the timeline got, you know, spanned a little bit. Well,
what do you mean year 3 is coming this September? It's technically year 3. You'll live. We are in.
It is technically year 3.
Well, gotcha. I mean, year 3. Means a reset. Year 3 means a reset of like, you know, things that don't come forward.
Year 3 means it's year 3. We are in the third year. You don't say, no, you're not actually having your third birthday, son, because you didn't, we didn't get you a cake.
We're
okay.
taking away all your year 2 toys. You can't play with that fucking G.I. Joe anymore.
There you go.
It's over.
You were worried about Dead Zone Revolution coming forward. What I'm saying is I don't know if they're going to actually reset all the items back to these items don't go forward. Here's the new ones you can collect like they did in Tengen King. It doesn't seem like that type of expansion.
Yells, it needs to be left behind to me right now, right? It's not like year one where we had like these immensely powerful weapons that were basically like limiting how they could design PvE, right? It's not like that anymore. So it may just be that from here moving forward, you know, they take the lessons they've learned and, you know, NTTE or Sleeper Simulant, you know, these weapons and armor just kind of can keep moving forward. So you always have that. As they add more, you just keep getting increased variety.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What scares me is like you get a perfect roll on like one weapon and you just feel like you can use it forever. Hopefully that's not the case.
I've been using the same scout rifle that, not like the others, since I think week 3 of Taken King. Like, that has been my PvE weapon because it's just, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. I want nothing else out of it. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That's, yeah. There was something I was going to bring up. Oh, okay. So we're getting Iron Gjallarhorn. And then there's going to be a regular Gjallarhorn that you can get. Is this signifying... Do you think there's going to be two exotic Gjallarhorns in the vault? Or is this signifying skins?
Skins. Yeah, that's right? What I was thinking, too. That's what I was thinking,
Yeah, are we officially getting skins for exotic weapons first? And then maybe down the road that happens for legendaries. But because that'd be really cool. That'd be awesome. That would be cool. Again, like for end game stuff and end game rewards and being able to work towards things, it'd be awesome. Like, for instance, get a rank 5 skin for my last word. That'd be great.
It'd be cool if they gave them out as rewards, and I'd be okay with them selling them in sterling packages or something like that, too. I'd be perfectly fine with that.
What did you just say, Briar?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I don't have any problem with people making money.
50 loot box opening video. Item, let's go.
If it's a cosmetic item, go ahead and sell it, man. I have no problem with that. Speaking of weapons, we got to see a few in that trailer. We saw a pretty nasty-looking heavy machine gun. I think it's a heavy machine gun.
It is.
It looks absolutely badass. We got to see a Kostov, an upgraded Kostov.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's the big thing, is that the one thing that everyone was hyping about this trailer, aside from, like, you know, Gjallarhorn, was, oh my god, they're making a Kvostov.
Right.
Oh my god. And I don't know, I was one of the guys that could never really care about that whole thing. But
Man, I have such an emotional connection to it. It's like it's the first gun I ever picked up. Like, it had so much character, like with that cracked glass frame, and it looked old school. Like, it was literally the first gun I ever picked up. I liked it. And I've always been a fan of the theory that we'll get like an upgraded or exotic version. I'm hoping that's what we're seeing here, is an exotic version of the Kostov.
This would be the place to get it. I mean, this is the wall. The wall's been broken apart. The raid.
Wall, we find a cache of them that aren't, you know, busted up.
Yeah. Fucked up.
Or a fetch quest where you have to find 50 of them in unique places to then assemble.
All right, I'm out. You have to
go. It's like DayZ. You have to, instead of just finding a perfectly good gun, you have to go find the butt of the gun. You have to find the receiver. You have to find a magazine. You got to find a barrel. You got to go find
a little story with each one.
Yeah. If there was like a specific place that thing's guaranteed to be, I'd be okay with that. If it's purely RNG and you got to wait for warsats to land for 6 hours, no.
I have a quick story, and you're going to hate me, Briar, but I had to do the warsats on Xbox, and I was like, oh, God, you know what? I'm going to stream. I'm going to stream it. What the hell? If it takes all stream, whatever. It doesn't matter. I did all 3 planets in about 30 minutes.
Get out of here.
This guy. Did you get a Praetorian foil, too? Huh?
No, that was like the other week.
What?
Yeah, last week I got a foil on stream.
Okay, guys, I'd want Watts here to announce, so she could confirm this as well, but Tefty is the official inheritor of Pope RNG.
Yes.
We thought it was Watts, but that was a false prophet thing. Tefty is the new Pope RNG now, guys.
All right, let's move to Destiny. We finally got Destiny to talk about. Let's talk about Destiny.
Yeah.
All right, so we saw new weapons, we saw new armor, we didn't see the new strike, but we saw some new fallen enemies. We've seen parts of the raid, we've seen parts of patrol, we've seen a lot of Destiny. Is there anything that we saw, specifically that we saw, that you weren't happy about, that struck you the wrong way?
I was a little disappointed that there's just one strike, one new one.
That's rumored, but I think it's probably true.
They said, no, he corrected himself on the stream.
He did. He
said
say
strikes. Then he was like, sorry, new strike, and then reworked strikes.
Okay. You know what I think that probably is? There's probably going to be a Sony PlayStation exclusive strike.
They have confirmed. It is confirmed that there is going to be Sony exclusive stuff. They haven't said what it is yet, but it is confirmed that that contract is moving forward.
Yeah, my bet is there will be a Sony exclusive strike coming in. For that,
I'd be lying if I told you I was hoping that was done after year two. Like, somehow it was just over. But it does seem to be continuing. All right. I think I know where you're both going to go when I ask this question. But was there anything they didn't talk about that you're really disappointed not to hear about?
That they didn't talk about?
Yeah.
My actual thing was, like, light level. Like, is it going? Are we going to have, like, the current infusion system? And, like, if we want to infuse up some weapons, whatever, could we do that? Armor? I don't know.
There's a lot of people saying Nadir Weapon Foundry.
Yeah, the machine gun that we saw, uh-huh. That we were talking about earlier, it's from the Nadir Weapon Foundry. So, looks like we'll probably have Nadir weapons now.
Will that be added to the gunsmith, you think?
Probably.
All right. Probably.
At least one foundry that's coming.
That's one new thing. I'm changing my answer. That's one thing that I wish they had talked about. Gunsmith. Update that dude. God.
Yeah.
Patrick, light level never really mattered to me that much, especially now. Like, I'm surprised to hear you say light level was the thing they didn't talk about.
It's not really the light level increase as much as, like, will our gear be able to be infused to the current light level?
Or like, will year two stuff be able to infuse up to year three?
My bet is no. My bet is no. And we're going to, you know.
I'd almost prefer if it didn't, you know, just so it kind of refreshes everything.
See, no, this is what I'm talking about. I don't think this expansion is heading down that path. It doesn't feel like a Taken King-style expansion where they're refreshing the whole playing field. It feels like this is like a Dark Below, House of Wolves attachment to Vanilla Destiny type of expansion that's buying 6 more months of time before they start talking about Destiny 2. Sorry, Briar. I've given this a lot of thought today. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's why, like, because I originally thought it was going to be like Taken King style and we're going to have another year of the same platform and they're going to do the same type of thing, revamp all these weapons and have a whole new light level and you got to bring forward new exotics again from year two to year three. But it doesn't look like they're doing that. It looks like they bought themselves more time with this expansion before they do an official, here's a whole new wave of stuff to get and forget this old stuff. Yeah.
I can't argue with you. I don't have any facts to argue with you. I just hope you're wrong. I hope you're wrong.
I'm gonna agree with Briar there.
A lot of people, and even chat right now, a lot of people tweeted me this too because I said that on Twitter. They were talking about how a lot of the stuff in the trailer is stuff in year two right now when they win the raid, like the Taken gear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's all apparently has been infusible.
Yeah.
Maybe the Taken gear is like unique in that it's always going to be available from Sterling Treasures, so it's always going to be able to be at the current light level, maybe.
Somebody said Stolen Will was in there. There was a lot of stuff that was in there.
Yeah. You're right.
I'm just saying, guys. It's just going to be
prepare yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be good. Then they could have, you know, they just are constantly increasing the inventory of possible things that you could be using, which is a good thing.
We should also talk about.
I want you to answer my question, Teft. What didn't they talk about that you're really disappointed they didn't talk about?
Oh, okay. Yeah. What exactly Crucible Mode and Crucible Features actually means?
This is my answer too.
Yeah, Crucible Mode sounds like a maybe Capture the Flag or an Infection Mode, which would be amazing, and we could definitely have a discussion all about that stuff right there. Crucible Mode does not sound like Custom Games. Custom Games is like it wouldn't be a mode that you select, in my opinion. It'd be a feature. It sounds like potentially a feature being Custom Games in there. I hope this is what it is, and it's not just super minor, like, hey, new features, like, we tweaked Doctrine of Passing to not kill so quickly. Be like,
I want to know, you know, in the past they've said Crucible Game Mode, right? It's like, it sounds, you know, this is so typical of this kind of language that they like to use, where it can be so vague that it sets you up to speculate wildly about what it is.
So let's do that!
You basically set yourself up for disappointment, right? So, like,
to get disappointed.
if they're not doing custom games, though, and I don't think they are, I think it would behoove them to say they're not doing that. Like, get it out there. No, don't get your hopes up for custom matches because it's not coming, right? Because the longer they hold out and, you know, people are out there saying it could be coming, it could be coming, then the more people are going to get their hopes up.
Well, I know for sure, 100%, that the new game mode is definitely not custom games. So in case anybody's thinking maybe it's custom games, it's for sure not, because the executive producer was recounting yelling and getting excited about that, playing the game mode. There's no way he was yelling and getting excited over custom matchmaking. Just, you know, that's not going to be the possibility. I think an infection mode would be amazing. I really hope it's that, because that sounds amazing and
that
fun.
That sounds fun, yeah.
Capture the Flag would be cool, but now that Infection is, I'm thinking about that, like, I want that. That would be so fun.
Do we really need a Capture the Flag when we have Rift, which is...
Rift is different, man.
Yeah, okay, it is different. Okay.
I think we've had this conversation many times at about the whole custom matches thing. We could probably just not.
But Pat, don't you think it's actually like
a possibility at this point? It is, and but like I don't know until we know a little bit more. Like I don't know. Just I don't think it'll happen. For as far as what new, I think the original question was, well, what could new features mean? I don't know what are features that has been requested for the Crucible. That
gun game.
That's a mode.
That's a mode. Yep. Like map.
More modes. That's a feature.
Like, map voting.
You're right. I wish for more wishes. Like, thanks, Genie.
Like map voting to. One way to keep people, I guess, maybe to keep people in would be like voting for a map, even though it doesn't get the
you're
map
right.
that you want. You probably leave, but whatever.
Man, you're probably right. It's probably just voting for maps. That's feature.
I'd be happy to see that. Not as happy, as I would be to see matchmaking, but
yeah,
I'd be happy to see that.
Do you think they're going to address the current connections, the net code? And here we are on another podcast talking about the exact same thing.
We need to be like, hello and welcome to the Planet Destiny podcast, sponsored by Blue Mics, and connections are still shit. Okay, moving on.
All right, moving on.
And moving on. And but, there you go. That's like that's the mission that we need to do just to drag the podcast down every week.
The thing is, we love the game, though. You know, we enjoy and love this game. That's why we talk about it and play it so much. And it hurts us because we see a loved one having awful connections. We're like, oh,
you have so much potential. You were the chosen one.
You were the chosen one.
You're breaking my heart, Annie. You're breaking my heart. So Gjallarhorn.
Yeah,
that Iron Gjallarhorn.
Gjallarhorn's coming back, baby.
Hey, okay, here's a question. Do you think Gjallarhorn is going to be changed at all? Do you think they're going to revamp its exoticness like they've done on some of the exotics?
Well, they already redid it for update 2.0.
They redid it for 2.0 to balance, but I don't know. I feel like there's going to be some sort of rebalance coming in. Or not rebalance, but there might, like the year 3 version might get some like... Dragon's Breath treatment, where we might see a complete reworking of what it's
like
to
new
be.
Effects on it.
Maybe new effects, like,
hard light kind of thing. Throwing that extra processing power all around, willy nilly.
Yeah, he's like, we can add 500 more Wolfpack rounds to the Gjallarhorn. Yeah,
do I got it. Yeah, I got it. Here it is. You know Hanzo's alt or ultimate?
Oh Jesus!
Yeah.
It's wolves.
Oh yes,
going through.
It's a wolf pack.
I am completely
round.
On
yeah.
board. I feel like before we move on to Twitter questions, we should talk a little bit about the Bungie weekly update. I was surprised that they actually put one out there this week, considering that, you know, we had the reveal today. And there wasn't much in it. They talked a little bit about the reveal. They talked a little bit about Gjallarhorn. But they did mention update 2.3, which seems to be on the way. And I found that to be interesting.
Do we know what's supposed to be in that update?
No, they don't. Yeah. They don't specify what's in the update. They don't specify when it's coming. They just name it update 2.3 and say, make sure you have some space available on your hard drive. I was really hoping that at the end of the reveal, they were going to say, oh, and by the way, a new live team event is here. You can play that right now. But alas.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah. But.
They realize that this is a long time to wait. We don't know if there's any new live events coming. We don't, like, this is a, now, between now and September 20th is a long time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Especially over 90 days. When right now we're like, Jesus, is there anything to do in the game? What if they just, like, put in a patch, or, like, what if the 2.3 patch, like, 3 weeks or so from now had that axe relic in, and we start to see the beginnings of the plague thing.
I'd be surprised see, if that happens more than 2 weeks before the,
see, that's what I'm thinking around September 1st we're gonna have, like, some of the SIVA infected, yeah, fallen show up on the Cosmodrome.
Yeah,
that's like what I
update think 3.0 or whatever update that kind of preps us for that, and then
yeah,
we'll start seeing, yeah, after, I bet this is, yeah, this is going to be small stuff. Maybe adding SRL back or something like that. Yeah. You know, I don't think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be like maybe prep for a live event. Maybe it's just, you know, matchmaking changes. Who knows what it is. They also did put a graphic up about if you have a PlayStation character or an Xbox character and you have both a PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 3 and a PlayStation 4 or a 360 and an Xbox One. They put a graphic showing that, you know, from up to this point, up till August 26, 2016, you've been able to play your character on both consoles. But after August 2016, they're going to become separate. They're going to progress separately on two parallel paths. So you may have the same three characters, but they will no longer be shared between the consoles because this will split the progress of the game. You know, you obviously will not be able to, you know, get new gear and bring it to the 360.
They say that's coming August.
August, yeah. Which I think is interesting. All right.
Are we going to do a couple of Twitter questions?
Yeah, let's do some Twitter questions.
Okay, before that, can we talk about Blue? Because no doubt you've noticed these wild mics and headphones that we've been using. They're some of the iconic gear that Blue creates. Blue's award-winning products are the driving force behind professional musicians, internet creators, and countless elite gaming teams and Twitch streamers. Their Yeti USB mic is the internet's most popular microphone, and their MoFi and Lola headphones deliver insane sound and a very personalized fit. Blue offers everything you need to completely immerse yourself in the ultimate gameplay experience. Learn more about Blue at bluemic.com.
All right, first question comes from @LiveBTS. I know those guys. Do you think Rise of Iron is the final expansion before Destiny 2, or will we be getting more afterwards?
That's a good question. I kind of actually wanted to bring that up during this podcast, so it's great that's a question, because a lot of people are thinking, is this like a six-month lead up till Destiny 2? Is Destiny 2 going to get an early release, or are we going to get another expansion like this before Destiny 2 drops in September? My hope is that if it is... we have to wait a whole nother year before Destiny 2 hits, then I really do hope we get another $30 expansion like 6 months after this expansion. But with Activision and the way they are and handling stuff, I would not be surprised if we saw the yearly updates or the yearly refreshes of Destiny get moved up to like a spring release. I wouldn't be surprised at all. So if this was the last expansion and then they maybe had a live update once or twice, and then an official new Destiny happened in like April or May or something like that.
I'd be on board with that. I'd love a 6 month release schedule. I'd love more frequently than that, but every 6 months would be a hell of a lot better than the Taken King for a year. And I love the Taken King. Like, don't get me wrong, the content was fantastic, but a full year was hard. Is hard.
I really feel like this will probably be the last expansion, and then it's gonna be another long hibernation before we get something. I know I don't like saying that at all, but yeah. I really feel like that's what's gonna happen.
I'm nervous. I don't know what's gonna happen. You know, obviously Bungie isn't gonna spill the beans about the next DLC now,
yeah,
or the next version of Destiny. But hey, I desperately hope it's not Destiny 2.
Can we get one of them? Can we get one of them roadmaps like we had leaked in year one with the whole?
Seriously,
can we get one of them roadmaps?
That'd be nice.
That would be super cool. At Sour Stench Flesh, what strikes do you guys think will be coming back for Rise of Iron that fit the timeline and theme?
Sepix Prime.
Yeah, that's the easy one, right? What else?
Yeah. Isn't there another one on Earth?
There's Omegle.
Omegle.
That's Hive, though.
What if she gets all infected?
Can we not have that god-awful strike?
She has a bottle of Zima. Things go poorly. Boom, we got a new...
Can we not have that god-awful strike get any worse? I can't imagine that last rooms. Like, oh, so not only do you have to deal with, like, 30 wizards, a bunch of hive knights, and just stuff that you can't even see because you can't move into the actual fight, but now they're all infected with stuff, and now you really can't move in there.
Yeah, you're not selling me on this, Patrick. I'll tell you.
Yeah,
I'm not looking forward to it.
Saber strike, though. Saber strike. I could see that.
That makes sense. Yeah, we got a shank right there. Yeah.
Well, you know what I'd like to see, which I don't think is necessarily going to make sense or happen, but if for some reason we got to do the Venus one, I can't remember the name of it.
The mind.
Yeah, the Vex mind one.
Yeah. The first one, not the undying mind, but the first one.
Yeah, the first. Yeah. If for some reason the Nexus strike. I love the Nexus. It's such fond memories.
I haven't run that in forever. I need to get. Right? I need to do like another
revival
year one stream.
Yeah. So if for some reason maybe they got in there and started like the Siva infected fallen. So to hear me out, if the Siva infected fallen, for some reason it took a convoy and got into. We're interested in Vex technology, for instance, and maybe we had to go like take out that faction of them that went to go discover the Vex technology. Maybe that's they could revamp that strike because they went down to the mine down there.
I think the infection only takes place on Earth.
I know.
That's my one thing.
They're building
all
sorts of technology stuff. They can't build spaceships, go to other planets.
Do you see how big Saladin's axe is? He probably just swats all the ships out of the sky with it.
No, they got to redo all the strikes from year one that they didn't do with Taken King. They have to. They got to redo Fogoth. They got to find a way to fit it in. They got to redo the Nexus. They got to redo them all. Because
infected Fogoth with hot fire?
No.
Yes. Do it. They can just put a different boss there. Who cares how they do it? Just do it.
make sure the boss is like smaller, like than the pit is tall. So then, like, you actually have to go into the room to fight.
Yeah.
So just
and also back, there yeah. could be multiple storylines. Like we've got multiple storylines with the Taken King, right? We've got this whole thing with the Cabal. You know, so there's like Cabal strikes and other things. So this doesn't have to be the only storyline in this expansion. There could be side ones. All right, I actually like this question. At Steak Glutton, not to say I don't like all the questions. At Steak Glutton, better pre-order bonus, Vanguard Armory or Galahorn Shader?
Galahorn Shader.
Yeah, I mean, the Vanguard Armory is basically freaking useless.
The Vanguard
like
Armory...
Like, day one, it's useless.
The Vanguard Armory was useless within the second hour of the game.
Yeah,
I didn't even realize that, like, in the first Destiny, I was like, okay, cool. There are these guns at level 10 that I can get.
Right.
Okay, cool. I wonder how long it'll take me to get to level 10. Wow. If that's a pre-order bonus, it must take a long time to level up. Those must be really good guns. Go out, do some quests, like, I'm level 15 already! What the shit?
Right, it's already gone, yeah.
Yeah.
At Jedi 707, thoughts on Deej saying, "See you at Sony. Exclusives over." Bungie
exclusives.
At Xbox. Yeah, there are exclusives.
Yeah, he said, you know, see you guys over at E3. They're like, "Hey, you want to go to E3?" As if they hadn't planned it already, which is hilarious. I think they're just going to show off a bunch of Sony exclusives there.
Yeah, last year at E3, if you remember, there were a ton of interviews, like. Game Informer was getting interviews. IGN was getting interviews. There was a ton of new information coming out about the Taken King after they revealed it. And now that we know they're definitely going to E3, I expect to hear a lot more news out of this. At Cloak of Feather, when Rise of Iron releases, how long y'all think they should wait to release the raid? The Taken King was too early, in my opinion. I agree. Unanimous opinion.
3 days was nuts.
Yeah, good that Lord. Was... I was playing so much Destiny that my fucking trigger finger literally hurt all the time.
If they're doing that again, we're like, yeah, okay, raid's coming out.
5 hours after release. Fuck you.
Albeit, I'm like,
I hope not.
Okay, I'll see that raid in a week. Later.
I had an absolute blast in, you know, when we did our world's first attempt, right?
Yeah.
But that short window of time between the release of the Taken King and the raid dropping was too short. It needs to be 2 weeks. Yeah. I really think so.
It was definitely too short. I want to remind you guys, though, The Dark Below released that raid right away.
Yeah, because The Dark Below didn't have anything.
I know, but this content drop is looking similar to The Dark Below, where it's like, it's a little bit of a light increase. Well, no, they said significant light increase, but it's not a revamp like it was from year one to year two, Taken King, where you literally had to level up. We had two light levels to increase from 30 to 32 on Dark Below, which was significant in relation to how everybody was stuck at 29 and not hitting 30. And they released it on that day for the normal. What if they do the same thing, but we don't have to like race to try to hit max level?
I mean, okay, so like what you're saying, Rise of Iron comes out, raid, boom, live as well. We can just go same straight day. Into it. Doubtful. I don't think that'll happen due to, I don't know, just it being like a purchased expansion. No, because fucking Dark Below wasn't.
Telling you, think about it like Dark Below.
I don't think it will be. I think they want people to experience the storyline and everything first.
I hope so too.
Because like Dark Below, what's?
I don't want to have to race through the content. I felt like after we raided, I started another character and I just like played through the content again at a slower pace so I could enjoy it. Like, mm-hmm. when it was that race, it was just like, I have to level this character up as fast as I can.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, and then once we did the raid, it's like, well, what do we do now? It's like, well, I guess we can play the game. Like, I'm not, if there's supposed to be, like, a race, if they release the raid within a week of the game coming out, I'm simply just taking a step back. I can't do another one of those marathons to then do the raid.
But it's not gonna. It's like the significant light increase they did. They said significant light increase from April update. Remember that?
Yeah.
And went from 320 to 335. Do you feel like that was a significant light level increase?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I didn't think so.
I think it doesn't feel like a significant light increase due to how easy or how the infusion system was changed as well. But 320 to 335 is a fairly big bump.
Significant.
And we're lagging again.
So I finished the raid the other day. I did a raid with viewers on stream. And this is awesome. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, okay. It's back.
I did a
now.
Raid on stream with viewers the other day, and you know, all my loot, of course, went to the postmaster because my inventory was completely full. And I go to the postmaster, I'm like, wait, why the fuck did the best shit I get be 322? It was 322 light. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize that I hadn't put any high light level gear on because it doesn't fucking matter because the difference between 330, 335, 320 is like makes no difference. It doesn't matter if you're doing a Nightfall. It doesn't matter if you're playing Challenge of Elders. It doesn't matter if you're raiding. It's not a significant light increase. Like, there's no detectable difference. Maybe in the Crucible, if you really are, like, 320, there's a detectable difference between 320 or 335 if you're playing Trials of Osiris or Iron Banner.
But there's a noticeable difference. It's not like a, oh, my God, I'm getting body shot by this guy. But there's
I think it's a noticeable difference if you're like, looking for it.
Yeah, if you're looking for it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't a significant light increase. It was a light increase.
Right.
It didn't and they significantly call it a significant impact the way I play the game enough that right. I care what light level I am.
Yeah, they're saying significant light increase. Yeah, they're saying significant light increase for this expansion, which if it's the same, that would put it at 350. And at 350, that, you know, we're not going to have the same type of, oh no, we have to rush through this to try to hit that light level 290. Like, remember going from 170 to 290 mm-hmm. was significant in 3 days. That was like grinding. In order to be raid ready.
That was a big difference.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be the same type of economy if it's not a refresh of all the stuff. So
I hope it's
it could
bigger.
Be dropped.
I really do. I hope it's like blues are worth something again, like because that was super fun.
That would be nice, Briar, but I really don't think it's going to happen. This expansion.
I hear you. Are we done with Twitter questions? Considering we can't hold a conversation without
we can't really hold a conversation
us?
Right now. Yeah, that sucks. We need to like look at a different service for doing these podcasts. But
there's nothing better.
Yeah, and people are saying Discord, but Discord doesn't do video, guys.
No video.
Doesn't do video. So. That's the big thing. All right. Well, I guess we'll see you next week. Well, next week is E3, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Ooh, more info, hopefully. If not, we can start really picking it. Start picking at the carcass of the info drop today.
Yeah, it's amazing how like a little bit of time will give you perspective on a big drop like this too. Mm-hmm. Is right now we're just like gut reacting to everything, but once we have a little time to let it digest and you know stew on it a little bit, it's amazing how you know you kind of come across things you didn't figure out right away.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm. Are we not lagging right now?
No.
Oh, sorry. Like you guys aren't moving on my screen, so I was like, we must be lagging. All right. Well,
nice.
Thank you for tuning in to the 74th, the 60th?
74th.
74th.
Iron has risen.
The Rising Iron Podcast. This has been Patrick Casey with Planet Destiny. You can find me at Planet Destiny or at Holtzman_PD on Twitter.
I'm Briar Rabbit. You can find me on Twitter at TheBriarRabbit. You can find me streaming on Twitch, either on my personal channel, which you can just find Briar Rabbit, or on the Planet Destiny Twitch page, or look me up on YouTube. Just look for the Briar Rabbit channel.
I'm Tefty Teft. You can talk to me at Teft on Twitter. You can catch the streams I do for Planet Destiny. And also my personal channel, twitch.tv/TeftyTeft. I have an Instagram. I have a YouTube. Yeah.
Well, thank you for tuning in this week, guys, and we will see you next week.